the issues, but first, the Productivity Commission has had their say about the state of New Zealand's tertiary sector, and they have made some bold recommendations. The government commission's report calls for interest on student loans to be reintroduced and university entrance to be completely scrapped altogether. Dr. Eric Crampton is head of research at the New Zealand Initiative. And Eric, good evening to you. Thank you for your time.
Hey.
So you support scrapping the interest-free loans. Why so?
Because it could do a lot to increase access to tertiary education by some of our most vulnerable and deprived communities. The scheme has been marketed as a way of improving access to tertiary education, but on those kinds of grounds, it has manifestly failed over the past decade. Tertiary enrollment rates have dropped because of the consequences of 0% loans, where the government has had to layer a whole pile of price controls within the system to limit its exposure to the cost of the setup. So every time that somebody takes out a student loan right now, the government has to write off 40% of the value of it because they're not charging interest on it, right? So what that means is they clamp down on fees in the tertiary sector, they regulate how many students the universities are able to take in, and all of this ends up working to the detriment of students who'd be more marginal, who'd have a tougher time getting into university. If we took the $600 million a year that they're just throwing at students who largely would be able to access tertiary education anyways, and take it from that 0% loan subsidy and apply it towards better preparation at secondary school and means-tested funding for students who would be in financial difficulty without it, you could get a lot more value for every dollar and do a lot more to improve access.
It would equate, though, wouldn't it, to more debt for the student? Why would that be a good thing? You're saying that the education that they're receiving would cost less? Is that the rationale?
I'm saying that right now the system constrains people from being able to finance their education in ways that they often need to. So because lending at 0% costs the government a lot of money, they have to limit how much you're able to borrow for living expenses. Lots of students have found that it's not keeping up with the real cost of living, and that's all fine for students who have parents that can help them through that, but it's not so hot for ones that are coming from worse backgrounds and don't have that kind of parental support. So systems that are set up to keep rich kids from borrowing maximally and then either taking out term deposits or just using money in ways that wasn't quite intended by the scheme, those constraints are really binding and harmful for ones that could make some better use out of that money. Now, we have to remember that repayment of loans is income contingent. You don't pay it back until you're earning enough. And it only happens after you're in employment, so after you're done university. So your costs while you're in university don't change. Your fortnightly repayments wouldn't change. You would just have a longer period of repayment after you finish study.
Essentially, that $600 million that you referred to before, that would go to education, that would go to the university. Per student funding, as I understand it, in this country is the lowest in the OECD. How would that affect that?
Well, right now, students here are paying about 18% of the cost of their education, once you include the value of the subsidy provided through the student loan scheme. If that were shifted towards means-tested funding, then students would be picking up, yes, a bigger fraction of the very small proportion of the cost of their education that they're currently taking up, but it also free up the system for other kinds of competition. So if we're looking at the Productivity Commission's report, they talk about extending access to student loans into some tertiary providers and courses that aren't currently available for student loan purposes. So right now you can only take out a student loan for courses that are funded by TEC, the Tertiary Education Commission, and that are NZQA approved. The Productivity Commission recommended extending eligibility into courses that aren't currently government-backed in terms of funding. That would enable students to have access to student loan financing for courses that they find valuable, but currently they're having to go to alternative lending sources for that. So we're able to look at those kinds of things once you make it less costly for the government to be backing student loans in the first place.
Are you surprised that both the government and Labor have already ruled this out?
I'm not surprised that the government's ruled it out. It's a nice form of middle-class welfare that would resonate well with national typical support base. I'm far more disappointed that Labor's continued to oppose reintroducing interest on student loans. The Productivity Commission's report echoed the findings that we'd had in our report last year. Ours was called Decade of Debt. It was a retrospective look at the student loan scheme, and we were there pointing out the regressive nature of the student loan scheme. So there's a lot more to benefit kids from more privileged backgrounds or from high decile schools that go on to tertiary study. If you were to refocus that through means-tested funding, you could do a lot more to help disadvantaged communities. And that seems to be a core Labor principle, but they've abandoned it in favor of vote chasing, which is really disappointing.
Thank you for coming on the program. Always good to talk to you, Erica. Dr. Eric Crampton, Head of Research at the New Zealand Initiative.